KALW 91.7 FM, and we have our general manager of the station, Matt Martin, here to make the presentation.
Thank you, Deputy Superintendent. Thank you, Commissioners. I'm a radio person. I don't have any visuals this year, but I can talk to time, so I guarantee this will not go on longer than 10 minutes. But I do want to let you know this is going to be the last State of the Station report that I will be making to the board. In October, I announced that I would be leaving the general manager position at KALW, and we are now actively searching for the next leader of the station. I will talk briefly about my departure later, but in these remarks, I've been asked to specifically address how KALW is serving the educational mission of the school district. And I am very glad to make that the focus this evening, first, because it really made me sit down with the educational work that we are doing at KALW to appreciate what we've grown, in particular in working with district students. And second, because it gives me the opportunity to talk to you about the need to think strategically about the relationship between KALW and SFUSD and to understand KALW as a community asset held by the district. So I'll begin with a couple of straightforward ways that KALW serves the SFUSD mission. First, we broadcast these meetings, and that serves the parents and staff and the whole range of people who care about public education in San Francisco. And because it's broadcast on the radio, at the same times of the day that we otherwise broadcast Fresh Air or Radiolab, that means that people who would not seek out the broadcast of a public meeting end up hearing this democratic process in motion, unfiltered. And I think that's really important. Second, we use our airwaves to promote district programs and initiatives. If you were listening to KALW a couple of weeks ago, you would have heard regular announcements about the All City Concert, which we also publicize through our station's social media in our e-newsletter that goes out to 11,000 subscribers. If you'd be tuning in this week, you'll hear promotions for the SFUSD Pathways program that helps bilingual educators get their teaching credentials and the approaching deadline for applications for that program. And if you tune in later this week, you'll hear as we kick off our annual campaign encouraging businesses and nonprofits to host summer interns from the district's CTE academies. We've done those announcements for the last 5 years, and we have seen them result in summer opportunities for students. And yeah, we broadcast the school lunch menu. Listeners love it. We have also grown consistent and high-quality opportunities for district students to be exposed to audio journalism and to learn how to do it themselves. We've gradually expanded our summer internship program at the station for students in the Media Arts Academies. In 2016, we had 3 students, last summer 4, and we're committed to 6 this upcoming summer. And I want to emphasize, these are real educational opportunities. We hire journalists to give these students an intensive course in audio journalism and work with them to produce original stories that end up being broadcast on our news magazine, Cross Currents. This school year, for the first time since I've been at the station, we're taking our audio education curriculum into district classrooms. In November, 2 of our producers did a series of sessions with students in Hank McTighe's class at Galileo, teaching them about interviewing, editing, mixing, how to get good audio. And in April, we're going to be doing the same set of courses with students in Doug Singer's class at Burton High. And each of the students in these classes will produce a piece we call My Mixtape. It's a regular feature on the station where we ask people in the community to talk about a song that's important in their lives. And the best work of these students will end up on KALW. And I heard about one that I'm very, very excited about from Galileo, a student who's a native Arabic speaker who talks about the story of a song that helped him learn English. And that, to me, is fundamental. The reason that we work with students is to teach them skills, but also because we believe they have the potential to make work that is high quality and that will be valued by the broad audience that listens to KALW. And that is why, for the past 5 years, we've partnered with America Scores Bay Area on the Radio Poet Series, where we present poetry by district elementary students during National Poetry Month. The poems are lovely. The voices of the kids are bold and funny and beautiful and vulnerable. And I'm very proud that we get to bring them onto our air. I also want to make sure you understand the commitment of leadership at the station to the educational component of our work. Recently, it was time to start working on our next grant proposal to support work with district students. And it was me, our development director, Annette Bistrup, our news director, Ben Trefney, and the managing editor of KALW News, Jen Chen. These are KALW's leaders. We were haggling over the specifics of the work with students doing work to get philanthropic support, and thinking about how we can productively fit our work with students into our broader public service mission. Educating students is not our only concern, but it's something we put energy and thought into week in and week out. The station is also committed to education that goes beyond work with district students, with the specific purpose of diversifying the voices heard in our media. That's why 5 years ago, we began our Audio Academy. It's a 9-month tuition-free training program for adults in audio journalism. Fellows from that academy have done award-winning reporting at KALW, and its graduates can now be found in jobs throughout public and commercial media, helping diversify the voices in public media, and I will add the staff at KALW. It has become a model for journalism education in public radio, and I'm glad to say that it's going to be continuing, and the application window for next year's class will open in March. And it is also because of this commitment to education that we have partnered with Oakland Voices, which is a program of the Maynard Institute for Journalism Education on Sights and Sounds of East Oakland, where we help train community-based reporters in East Oakland to use audio to tell the stories of their communities. It's also why we collaborated with a group of prisoners at men incarcerated at San Quentin State Prison to launch the San Quentin Prison Report, which is a reporting project where the men in San Quentin tell the stories of prison life and the lives of prisoners. Now, some of the participants had done journalism before. I don't know if you know, San Quentin has the oldest prison newspaper in the country. But none of them had done audio reporting before this. And so for the past few years, our reporters and editors have been teaching and giving feedback. And in 2017, with support from the CDCR, we are able to formalize that training and also to expand it to work at the Solano State Prison in Vacaville. The stories that the men at San Quentin have reported and produced are amazing. They've got incredible response from our listeners, and they this past year won the award for community journalism from the Society for Professional Journalists of Northern California. We have made the commitment to the educational component of our work because we love sharing this knowledge, empowering diverse communities to tell their stories, and because we know that with that empowerment, they can do great and important work in audio journalism, in public interest journalism. And I think that is the perspective that we need to bring to KALW's educational efforts going forward, and as we think about KALW's future and developing the strategic relationship between the station and the district. Everything that we do needs to feed back into the core mission KALW has as a community broadcast service, informing and enlightening the community, letting us hear one another, helping us engage with the world as citizens and as human beings. I think if we start with the question, what is KALW doing for the SFUSD, we will be missing a huge opportunity. And if the station's editorial independence is called into question, we risk the trust and goodwill of listeners that's essential to its survival. But if instead we ask, how does KALW support the mission, vision, and values of SFUSD, I have no doubt that this partnership can go further and do much, much more. If KALW is seen as what it has been for the 16 years that I've been fortunate enough to be part of it, which is as a unique and valuable community asset held by SFUSD as part of the district's broad educational mission, I know we can do great things. My passion, what's driven my efforts at KALW, is really a desire to demonstrate the creative potential of community-based non-commercial media. At the end of last year, I participated in a brainstorming conversation about the planning for the new SFUSD Arts Center. And I have to say, in that room, there was palpable excitement about the potential of KALW being part of the project. And I was one of the people excited by that, because my mind really starts racing when I think about the opportunities for creative collaboration in a space like that, opportunities that could serve students and the listening public. As excited as I am by those prospects, I am stepping down as general manager. I've come to the conclusion that at this point, KALW needs more than a station manager. It really needs an executive who can lead it as a critical community institution. And after a lot of reflection, I came to the conclusion that I am not that leader. In my packet of materials that we have handed out to you, I've included the station's fall program guide, where I explain my decision, and an essay I wrote for the public broadcasting trade magazine, Current, where I talked about the job of being KALW's GM and what I see ahead for the station. I think they'll give you a pretty good idea of where I'm coming from. As you begin work with a new general manager, I strongly encourage the board and district leadership to take care with this creative community enterprise and take a long view of its relationship with the district and its educational mission. I want to thank all the people at SFUSD I've had the pleasure to work with, so many, and specifically the staff and teachers at Burton High, where I've been working on campus for the past 16 years. I truly say I love coming to school at Burton, and I'm grateful to have worked with two supportive and enthusiastic principals, Bill Kappenhagen and Sam Bass. And finally, I want to offer my thanks to General Blythe, who as the district's liaison to the station for more than a decade has been a true friend and a real ally to the station. So thank you, General. And thank you.
Thank you. I just want to say a few words before we take your questions. And you just heard a sampling of some of the ways that KLW extends and amplifies SFUSD's educational mission. From its inception, KLW has been about educating future radio professionals. And under Matt's leadership, the station has carried forward that work in ways its founders could have never imagined. About a decade ago, KLW partnered with a group of Burton High School students in a journalism class and set out to report the stories of local veterans. I see some of you remember that. That was early on in my introduction to KLW's relationship to SFUSD, and I was impressed by the compelling and high-quality interviews that were conducted and edited by our SFUSD students. I was excited by the work of KLW and the fact that SFUSD was part of bringing the talents of our students together with the important stories of our community. What I've come to learn also is that behind every 1 minute of good radio is at least 20 hours of work. In the case of this project with student reporters, someone on the KLW staff wrote a grant to pay for those staff who worked with students. Someone met with the teachers in advance to plan the lessons. Someone found the veterans who would be interviewed. Someone listened to dozens of interviews to help guide student editors. And that's just a short list of the many steps involved in bringing the high quality sound that we hear on KLW. In short, it takes resources to produce great content. As Matt Martin said, tonight is the last time he will come before the board as KLW's station manager. Matt has been a phenomenal leader who is well respected by KLW listeners, staff, and the public radio community across the nation. Under his charge, the station has cultivated and grown diverse local talent that was first heard here on KLW and can now be heard across the nation. This has been possible because Matt has continuously embraced new ideas. He has gone above and beyond to be responsive to listeners and to SFUSD, while also staying true to a journalist's code of ethics. For over a decade, Matt navigated through the financial uncertainty of a major recession and through dramatic changes in how people consume media, including an explosion of channels people can tune into now for news and arts reporting. Matt has managed to keep KLW strong, though, throughout all of this, without compromising its commitment to being commercial free. So we're in agreement as we search for the next general manager that a big priority for that general manager needs to include generating the resources necessary to help KLW sustain and grow its educational and community mission. But tonight, on behalf of SFUSD, I want to thank Matt Martin for leading KLW in a manner that is consistent with our core values of being social justice, diversity-driven, and fearless. Matt, you have dedicated 16 years to our 77-year-old community treasure that is KLW Radio, and our community thanks you for your stewardship.
Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Sanchez?
Yes, I'd like to personally thank you for your commitment and your years of service with KLW and making that link stronger with our district and with our students. I think that's so important. I also want to thank you and others who have brought us the daily menu for our lunches, which ask us to suspend our disbelief that our school lunches are that artisanal and yummy. It's always so wonderful to listen to, and then when I see it, I'm like, what? It's not the same thing that I just heard. I also want to thank you for making connections with Galileo and Hank McTay, one of my favorite teachers, and their students.
He's great.
It's wonderful. And I didn't realize that you were working with SCORES, Bay Area SCORES, which links poetry and soccer, and having our students that are basically poetry slam winners be able to share their poetry on your station. So thank you again for all your work.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Commissioner Norton.
Well, I think we're gonna go just around and everyone's gonna thank you because we're all, I think, very grateful for your time at KLW. And I want to say, I think it takes tremendous courage, really, to sort of decide, that it's time for someone else to take the stage. And, particularly after a very successful tenure at KLW. So I want to commend you for that, for you to see that maybe there needs to be a new leader to take it to the next level. I have really appreciated working with you, and particularly just the close relationship between our schools and the station. And I'm always amazed that, like, people who don't have any connection to the school district will, say, "Oh yeah, I heard you on KLW the other night during the meeting," and it just is amazing to me that, like, people would listen to our meetings that didn't have to, but apparently they do because they love KLW and their car radios are tuned to it. And I just want to ask if you have any thoughts. I mean, my concern in looking at the financial statements are that, there's been a deficit the last couple of years. I know that you've worked really, really hard to try to get the station on firmer financial footing. I guess I just wonder if you have any thoughts on where the station should go under a new leader and in order to get itself on firmer footing.
Well, I one of the things that I provided to you all, I say, was this article that I wrote for Current. And I think it lays it out pretty plainly. I mean, one of the primary things is that, and I've been coming to you talking about it for a couple of years, is about getting basically what we call a friends group, a 501c3 adjunct that both advocates, but more importantly, fundraises for the station. I think that given that we're part of the school district, but we don't, our governing board, you all are great, and I'm very glad to come talk to you, and glad for the relationship, you're not in a position to take that on. That's really the fundamental thing. And for me, one of the primary reasons that I've decided that I'm like, maybe it's time to have somebody new come and do this work, is that I've known that for a few years, that really is the underpinning thing. Because without that organized support, our kind of under-resourced development effort is not gonna be. We will keep going, and we will make it happen, but the station won't reach its potential. And I think that, in the last, I've gotten to be part of just incredible growth at the station, where we've kind of gotten a glimmer of what's possible, and lots of great things have come out of it. But I think as a community and institution, it's not getting to where it needs to be under my leadership. I don't think it's, real magical what needs to be done in those terms. And there's, we've done what lots of nonprofits do, where you go for the programming, right? That's where you put your resources, because that's what you love and that's what you value and that's what people respond to. But the kind of development and administrative infrastructure behind that hasn't been committed to in the same way. So I think the next leader is going to have to kind of do those things in a certain order. Obviously, none of those things aren't going to happen in 18 months. It's going to be a process of doing those things. But I think that's where it starts.
And, I wish you well, and keep us posted on where you land next.
Thanks very much. And just to say, I love KALW. There may be ways that I'm involved in the future. It's not a question of wanting not to be at KALW. It's a question of saying, I think it needs a new leader.
So. Commissioner Marasa.
Thank you very much. I want to personally thank you for the many, many long hours you spent on really bringing the station back from the brink. 7 years ago, when I was a shiny new board member, one of the first issues was whether we should extend the station a line of credit. Got many angry emails from people who are saying, "What is this school district doing, extending a line of credit to a radio station?" But it was the right thing to do. I'm very proud of the broadcast license that we had, one of the oldest licenses in the country. And just want to really thank you for being open. We made some suggestions at that time about reaching out into the community for additional resources, for support, which you followed up on, and really did bring the station back from the brink of financial challenges. And then several years ago when we were at this meeting talking about ways to deepen our relationship in terms of the educational opportunities that KALW had to offer, at that time you did not have opportunities for our students, and that you have now made it an important component of the programming at the station is really so amazing, to take something that was an idea and to create these opportunities for students, particularly on the east side of town, where there are fewer opportunities. I think it's so important to make these kinds of very unique opportunities for exposure to media important. And then finally, as we are facing a kind of precarious time for ideas and democracy and discussion, KALW continues to be an important part of the community, and a lot of it is thanks to your leadership. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Commissioner Walden.
Matt, I just wanted to say thank you so much for your work. And I think that we definitely hear you in terms of the direction the station could go and some of the things that we also may be able to do to make it more vibrant, more thriving, and some of the innovation that we could add. So I appreciate that and wish you the best.
Thank you.
Commissioner Haney.
I also want to say thank you and congratulations for all of your hard work, not just, you know, keeping this station afloat, but making sure that it thrives. And I know that every time you've come in front of the board since I've been here, people have always asked you about how we're making sure we're including our students and bringing them and their experiences and their voices into what you have to offer and sharing that. And I have definitely seen a progression where each year you bring more and more stuff to us, and this year you just went straight there and led with it as you knew what was on our mind. So I want to appreciate you for that. I do one thing, and I, you know, as Commissioner Morassi said, sort of in somewhat unusual situation and relationship that we have, and you sort of alluded to the fact that that relationship may have in some ways made parts of what you know needs to happen somewhat more complicated or somewhat more maybe didn't exactly structure in the way that maybe you think it needs to in the future. Is there something that you would say or leave with regards to the relationship with SFUSD? Do you think that, and I'm not saying that you did say that yet, but I'm wondering
I'm trying to get a little closer at what you thought I said.
You were saying that what needs to happen in terms of a friends of or okay. a more built out development to support the station,
yeah.
and that it's not something that we would take on in sort of a normal board for a station or a number structure for a station might allow for that. So is there a sense that maybe in the future you could see a new type of relationship with SFUSD or even more independence, or is that something that you feel has only been a benefit to KALW, or do you feel that we need another structure?
So just to give context from elsewhere in public radio, right? So I mean, this you know, it's not uncommon for public radio stations there's two kinds of public radio stations: institutional licensees, community licensees. Institutional licensees are usually tied to educational institutions, universities, community college districts, school districts, and so. Whereas then you have community licensees where they're standalone nonprofits. So we're an institutional licensee. There are many public radio stations, like WBEZ in Chicago, BE is Board of Education, but they have gone from being institutional licensees to becoming independent nonprofits. People since I took this job, have asked, should KALW become independent or should there be some kind of different relationship? And my basic answer has always been that until KALW develops that kind of organized community support that lets us be strategic about whatever direction we are going to take in terms of relationship with the district, it's just not time for it yet. I feel like we don't even have that conversation. I will tell you just my personal leaning is that there is great creative potential in the relationship with the school district and in the fact that we have access to both the talents and the ears of the students of this district potentially. I see there being I haven't been able to bring that into fruition in a way that I might dream of, but I think there's great potential there and that the relationship with the school district could be an asset in the long term. But it will require a different kind of thinking than we've done on either side of this relationship about what that might mean. And we have to keep in mind this is an enterprise unit. Right? We receive great in-kind support from the school district, but it's been 25 years since any of cash has flowed, into KALW from the school district. So that means we have to keep the people who listen and who support the station in mind. And that means that any kind of thinking about, how do we deepen this relationship, how do we make it something more strategic, needs to keep in mind that, we're serving a broad public and they support the station. So that's, I don't know if that gets at what you're asking, but that's my kind of, I don't have one answer for you, but that's kind of the landscape that I think about it in. So
I want to add something to that response, which is that I think also in looking at other models across the country, there are models where the license holder is either a district or a university, and yet there's also a sort of friends of type of group that helps to bring in revenue to support the station in a way that they sort of function as a board for that purpose and for that friends of type of purpose. So that is something that we've talked about for some time in terms of having a 501c3 that does that specifically for KLW. It used to exist for KLW, but has not existed for some time. So I think that is one of the priorities for the incoming general manager to set that up. And at that time, we can go into deeper discussion about that. But the other thing I wanted to sort of put an asterisk on that Matt mentioned is in the conceptualization of the Arts Center, there's a lot of potential for KLW to be a partner in that work and to use that as a place for our student talent to be showcased. Also for KLW to have more proximity to the arts corridor as well and to the city center. And so there's a lot of discussion about that, and I hope that the board might learn more about that and think about that in the possibility, as well as also a chance to have KLW as a partner for a capital campaign, which could really serve both the station's interests and the Art Center interest well.
Can I add a few comments while I'm going to excuse our student delegates?
Oh, can I say one thing before we go?
Yes.
I just wanted to thank you for your service, Matt, to KLW. Although I've never been a personal listener, I just think it takes a really mindful person to be able to recognize when to step down for the greater good of a good cause. And I have a lot of respect for you because of that. And as a student, I really love the fact that you created opportunities for my peers and for students in the SFUSD. And I just wanted to say thank you, and I wish you all the best. And I'm sure all the students that you've helped wish you the same.
Thank you, I appreciate it. And the one thing I wanted to add is that the commitment to working with students, I have been part of that work, but it really is something that there is an educational commitment and training is something that is really infused in the station. So, I mean, I just want to make it clear that, and kind of when I looked at it, I was like, oh yeah, we do this. There was something to me like, I've kind of thought about all the parts, but it ends driving, it's like, yeah, this is a big part of what the station does, but thank you.
Do you have, okay. So I really appreciate the presentation, the commitment to our city and your partnership with our district. I was trying to make sure I got the years right. You were connected, you've been working for KALW for 16 years.
Yeah, I came to the station as a producer in 2001.
Okay.
and then was hired as general manager in 2006.
Okay. Yeah, and I was just thinking that over the course of our city, like the arc of time and all the stories that have happened over the course of all that time, I'm sure you've seen a lot. And, you know, the city has changed a lot. And, you know, keeping journalistic integrity and being a voice for the public and keeping people up to date about the happenings of this district, but just things that are going around the city, is to commit to that work for that long, creating content, I'm sure is just like nerve-wracking. And then
yeah, it's good work to get to do.
Yeah, you gotta love it. You gotta love it. And so it just makes me wonder, like, what's he gonna do? You know, close to two decades, I'm sure you'll be in a similar field. Or
I probably won't end up far afield, but you know, I came to the station when I was 32. This has kind of been my career and been my work, and so I need to just step away for a minute before I really think about what's next. But yeah, so
cool. Well, thank you. And I look forward to hearing about what's next for you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Good night.
Thanks.
Section I, consent calendar. Items removed at the previous meeting. There are none tonight.